Hey, this is Shikamaru Nara. You're listening to the Shonen Tapes. Oh, you're not subscribed yet? What a drag.
And this is the Yamoshi Tape.
Very cool. Very cool. Did you practice that, Sean?
I've been practicing that for years, man. Do you remember Jalen the Super Saiyan?
Yeah, are you Jalen?
I taught him that. No, I taught him that. I'm his master. Jalen.
Jalen's the legendary Super Saiyan. My name is Jalen, and I'm that was your boy.
Yeah, that's what the episode's about, guys.
Cool.
Jalen the Super Saiyan.
Cool, Jalen the Super Saiyan. No, enough stupidity. Welcome to another episode of the Shonen Tapes. I am Kevin, and I'm joined by Sean, Shonen Pants, and we're talking about one of our favorite anime, Dragon Ball, and specifically Yamoshi. This has been like a pretty interesting topic across the last couple of years, but has not really been expanded upon. So what we want to do is basically, we'll give you kind of a quick history if you're not familiar with who Yamoshi is and what he's about, but we are going to kind of dive into and do some theory crafting about how they could introduce him into the series. And I have a lot of ideas of what they could do, but I feel like Dragon Ball is known for just being so random. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could think whatever we want, but sometimes the most obvious answer is what they end up going with. And then other times it's like, oh, I did not see that coming. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So as far as who Yamoshi is, he is a legendary Super Saiyan from, what is it, like 1,000 years ago. And that's what Vegeta was constantly yapping about when he's like, oh, there hasn't been a legendary Super Saiyan in 1,000 years. Like, he's talking about Yamoshi. And he was basically a Saiyan who was good-hearted, and he figured out the concept of, I think it's called like S-cells. And this is something, this is one of those things that Toriyama just kind of like off the wall talked about in an interview. It is considered canon, but and it does actually explain a lot of things in Dragon Ball. But basically, the more S-cells a Saiyan has, the easier they can turn Super Saiyan. And that actually does make a lot of sense, because we watched Goku and Vegeta just completely struggle to turn into a Super Saiyan. Then you saw Gohan and Trunks do it a lot easier. Then you saw Goten specifically and little Trunks do it even easier than that. Basically, what it's saying is, if you have a good heart and like your intentions aren't ill, you're more likely to produce what's called S cells. So if you think about the universal fights, when they went and they fought Kaba and all those other Saiyans, those are peaceful Saiyans. They're not at war. They still have a planet. I don't know I doubt their planet is called Planet Vegeta. I actually don't remember what it's called, but they still have a planet.
It's called like Sorin or something.
Yeah. Something like that. Right. So it makes sense for them to just be like, oh, I feel a little tingly in my back. Like, whoa. And they just turn Super Saiyan because they're so peaceful and they're so good hearted. They're able to actually do these things. So Yamoshi's whole thing was basically saying, hey, why don't we go from like a violent, evil race to being a stronger, peaceful race? Because the more peaceful they are and the more good-hearted these Saiyans become, the easier it is that they can go Super Saiyan. But the Saiyans said no thank you, and they killed them off. And,
even though he was a Super Saiyan, I guess he wasn't able to beat his whole planet, you know? So they
understandable. Snuffed them out. It's understandable. It's understandable. And then he also had another concept of, if you basically combined those S cells with Divine Kai, you can turn into like a Super Saiyan God. So he got 5 other Saiyans to do this ritual. And, you know, I don't know. Did he become a Super Saiyan God? Are we clear on that? Or did he just have that theory? I think he had the theory and it did work out for him as well, too.
Yeah, right? I think he had the theory and it worked out for him. And then I don't know if you got to this part, but so when a Yamoshi died, his spirit left his body. And
Yes.
Yeah. So his spirit was wandering around looking for a Saiyan that had like the heart that he wanted to like, you know, possess. And apparently his spirit is a Super Saiyan God.
But I don't think they became a Super Saiyan God because Yamoshi's spirit exists in them. I mean, they became a Super Saiyan God because 5 Saiyans held hands and did the ritual. Now, of course, they just glossed over how Vegeta got there, so we don't know if they did the same ritual for Vegeta, because assuming they probably did the same ritual for Vegeta to do it, unless he got it on his own merit. I have no idea, but point is, that is how that is basically like Yamoshi's background. And also, since he does kind of exist in the spirit world, because he's such like a, he's basically like a Saiyan god, and he does exist throughout these places. So he was able to penetrate Beerus's dream and signify that a Super Saiyan god exists, because I guess he was just following along Goku and figuring all that out. So I guess his purpose of that was to push Goku to do the Super Saiyan god technique thing, right? Was that his purpose?
I think that was the purpose of it, to get Goku to, you know, complete the ritual. And then I don't know, and I didn't, this wasn't in any of my readings, but I did see Beerus was like, oh, I remember Yamoshi, right? Or no?
No, I don't think he ever met Yamoshi. He saw a vision of him in a dream. And he's like, okay, what is this Super Saiyan god? I want to fight a Super Saiyan god, Whis.
Okay.
And Whis was like, woohoo. I love their dynamic. Just total side note, they have the best dynamic in the show, in my opinion.
Also, you do a very good Beerus impression, though.
Oh, Beerus?
It's like spot on.
I love Beerus. So that's kind of the background on Yamoshi. Now, do we think they're going to incorporate him in the story? Because for all we know, they're never going to talk about him again. It's perfectly possible. Like, knowing Dragon Ball, that it's just like some canon he dropped in an interview, and then just that's it. It's gone. Mm-hmm. Done with.
I mean, there's been like two times they've referenced him. Like, they've referenced him in Dragon Ball Z, I remember, and they showed him in his ape form, and he was yellow. And then
That was GT.
It was GT.
Which doesn't GT. Count. We're throwing that out. We're not GT people here.
So once they've, in the canon, they've only referenced him once, and that was in Super Saiyan. That was in Dragon Ball Super. So I feel like it's too kind cool of a story.
What was that? Maybe I would consider it twice, because Vegeta talked about him in the Frieza saga. Now, he didn't necessarily name drop Yamoshi, but he did say there hasn't been a legendary Super Saiyan in 1,000 years. So Vegeta is hip to Yamoshi. That is like a light Yamoshi reference. And then the other time was, also we forgot to mention, in Battle of the Gods, Goku was like, huh, Yamoshi talked to me and he told me to keep pushing. And like, you know, was like,
oh, I do remember that. Good. That was a good Goku too.
I'm on my impressions right now. I don't know what's going on.
You're 2 for 2, dog.
I'm feeling it. So do you think they're going to bring him back in the story?
I think, honestly, now that, you know, of course, with Akira Toriyama's passing, I feel like they're going to try to get as many ideas from him as possible, like, in his interviews, and try to like create more story, you know? So I definitely think they are going to use it, because, dog, like, just in this, doing this reading before this about Yamoshi, I'm like, dog, this is like too interesting not to do it, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I could be mistaken, but I thought they were going to make a movie out of it. Was that a fever dream?
It was a fan made poster, and then it just went viral on TikTok.
So lame.
And everyone thought it was real.
But so lame. Bro, I love that people are creative and stuff, but like in this day and age, especially AI and what's going on with like hip hop too, where a diss track gets leaked and you don't know if it's real or if it's AI. Now this stuff, like with more artwork getting leaked, it's just...
Can you give me an answer? What did you think of the AI diss?
Of what?
Drake's AI diss toward to Kendrick.
No. Anyways. That's a different podcast. Okay. So, okay, let's start jumping into like how they could actually incorporate him back into the show. And I'll tell you what I don't want them to do. I want him to be absolutely nowhere near Dragon Ball Daima. If they somehow reincorporate him into the baby Dragon Ball, I'm going to be upset. And no hate towards Dragon Ball Daima. I'm not going to lie. It looks really good. It does look very good. They put their heart and soul into this. I think the story could be interesting. I complained about not liking GT because Goku was a kid, but now in Dragon Ball Daima, they're all kids. So I'm personally going to give it a shot. I don't know about you guys, but I hope Yamoshi has nothing to do with that, to be honest.
I get that too, because I feel like the Yamoshi storyline is a very serious, not a serious, like, but like, I feel like it should be in a serious type storyline in Dragon Ball. Not like, not that Dragon Ball Daima is going to be not serious, but like, come on, they're kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I complained about it after doing like more reading about it and things like that, like it looks dope.
Yeah.
But again, I feel like it's going to be more for like gags and stuff, which is fine. But
maybe,
like,
maybe. I think they have the potential to actually make a pretty compelling story out of it. And the animation just looks so good too. But that's what
we Yamoshi don't doesn't fit.
Yamoshi doesn't fit. Yamoshi doesn't fit at all. Yamoshi needs, he does need a movie, to be honest, but if not, they could probably do a whole arc around it. How would they incorporate him back? Do you think they need to do something where he needs to come back to save them for one reason or another? Maybe he's like the last minute savior when they're struggling against like a big bad or something?
In my opinion, I think they need to go back to get something from Yamoshi. Maybe it's like a certain type of thing that like helps, could like help increase their power.
Like a technique.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like, so like maybe they utilize future Trunks' is like time machine so they can go back in time, like 1,000 years, you know? So it's like Goku and the Vegeta and like prehistoric like planet, whatever, because it wasn't Planet Vegeta back then, but like, you know, prehistoric Saiyan planet. I think that would be dope. I think that would be
I'll take it one step further. What if they did that and then along the way as they're time traveling, Goku finally meets Bardock?
Ooh.
They could incorporate Bardock in a storyline with Yamoshi. And then Bardock could help them get to where they need to go, obviously with the help of future Trunks for one reason or another.
Yeah, like they somehow run into Bardock and then Bardock is like, I'm going to help you find Yamoshi. So then they go even farther back and then find Yamoshi.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It'd be kind of cool,
that's
huh?
Dope. That's really, again, put us in the writer's room.
Hire
us. Boys in the writer's room.
Hire us. They need to. They need to. We'd be coming out with some bangers. So that's one way they could do it. If they did that, I mean, obviously Goku would be the one to learn whatever new cool technique, but I'd almost rather have him slide through and be the one to deliver the final blow, or maybe teach Vegeta or even Broly or Gohan or something. I'm just, Dragon Ball Z really needs to step away from Goku being the final shot. I know he's the main character, but like, come on, man, like let the rest of the cast get their flowers, you know? I was pretty sour on Gohan reaching to the same level of transformation as Goku and Vegeta. But after reading up on the manga a little more, I am a fan of Beast Gohan now and Orange Piccolo. So I think there's a lot of love to go around. And I think they could potentially do something with Yamoshi where maybe he teaches something that Goku can't grasp and somebody else has to do it. Right.
You know what I would really love? If like Goku was going against some type of villain and they have like powers that can like send you into different dimensions and everything like that.
Ooh, yes.
And to effectively, you know, win the fight, he's like, all right, like I can't win against Goku. I'm going to send them to this dimension, or like Goku's too a problem. I don't want to deal with him. I'm going to send them away. And instead of sending him into going to a dimension, he goes into the time of Yamoshi. Right.
Ooh.
And then Yamoshi trains him, and then like it can be like Snake Way, like the planet's being destroyed by the villain and then Goku's being, you know, learning from Yamoshi and like, you know, learning about the politics of that day and age and things like that, and then he figures out a way to go back to his time, and then he's like, you know, in like, you know, old school Saiyan like garments, and then he's fighting, and then he gets to fight whatever villain sent him back to that time, and then he wins.
That would be really cool. That would be a really, really, really cool storyline. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love that. You know what else they could do? What, like, he's basically a spirit roaming around now, right? So he does exist in this current world, and they don't necessarily have to go back in time or go to a different dimension to see him. So what if he found a way to bring his spirit forth, whether that's through them wishing him back, whether that's through him taking over something. I almost wish, like, because Dragon Ball Super is known to take bits and pieces of non-canon things and make them canon. They did it with Broly, right? Broly was not canon before they introduced him. It could be argued that they did it with Ultra Instinct as well, too. Because do you remember back in the day when it was like Super Saiyan 5, Super Saiyan 10, Super Saiyan 999 million, and they just kept they kept doing it? All those random. There was one popular one where I think it was, I don't know if it was Super Saiyan 5 or something, but Goku had white hair. And it wasn't necessarily like similar to like how his base form it is now, but you can tell that these creators, and I think one of the current editors of Dragon Ball Super, didn't he do Dragon Ball AF? Do I have that right?
I'm pretty sure you do have that right.
You know Dragon Ball AF, right? It was like after Future.
Yes.
I think. Are you doing that thing where you just kind of agree with me and you're not sure? Toyotaro. Yeah. So you are doing that thing. I know you're doing that thing. Okay.
Giddy.
Sean's like, yeah, I knew that. And it's just like no idea what I'm talking about. So a little bit of knowledge. Toyotaro, who I think is going to be taking over what's going on with Dragon Ball from this point forward, he did Dragon Ball AF. Feel free to fact check me on that, anybody listening and watching, but he did that. So he can kind of bring some of his ideas from Dragon Ball, and obviously Dragon Ball AF is super non-canon. Reason I'm saying all this is to basically say, what if they did sort of like a baby Vegeta thing, where somebody takes over like somebody's body, and maybe there are these beams or spirits, or just for one reason or another, that can go and control. But then Yamoshi also figures out how to do that and does that and does it for good to help fight these bad guys. Basically, I just want to see him take over somebody, and it'd be cool. You know what I'm saying?
It kind of be like baby, but it's actually a Saiyan.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, because honestly, the baby storyline wasn't that bad. In Dragon Ball GT. It was good, guys. I swear.
The thing with GT, if we're going to talk about it for a second, it had some gems. It did, because the storyline of Omega Shenron also was a very good storyline. Like, there's consequences for using the Dragon Balls, and each time they use it, it cracks. I think the problem with it was a lot of the storyline choices, like the dialogue was corny, and it just didn't hit overall. So I think it was like good story pieces, but not well executed. Even the concept of Super 17 was interesting. Baby Vegeta, like you said, was cool. So I would be totally fine with them taking some of these concepts and bringing it back into like the main timeline.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I got something that kind of, you know, backpacks on your theory, but like, what if Yamoshi, all right, so like, what if like some type of like wizard or something tries, you know,
Bobbity.
Bobbity. Yeah, exactly. Kind of like Bobbity, right?
There you go.
Takes control of Yamoshi's spirit, puts him into like some type of Saiyan, maybe Vegeta, maybe Gohan. Actually, it'd be dope if it was Gohan, not, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then it's like Yamoshi, but it's like in Gohan's body. And then like the wizard like tricks Yamoshi and is like, you got to kill all Saiyans. So that's his main motive. Like, I got to kill Goku, I got to kill Vegeta, because I can't have what happened before happen again. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, there would have to be a level of magic and brainwashing, because he's already aware of Goku and he knows Goku's a good guy and he's a
exactly
fan of
Goku. Yeah.
So they would have to, you know how they could do that? Majin Yamoshi.
Majin Yamoshi. Yeah, how what crazy if like, Bobbity comes back? Bibbity or Bobbity or whatever his name is. It comes Bobbity. Back. That's what, yeah.
Bro. Ooh. Bro, imagine Yamoshi comes back. He's the legendary Super Saiyan. He's a legendary Super Saiyan god. And obviously, he's got to be ascended by this point. So let's say over the thousands of years, he's been crafting and honing his spirit and training his powers, but he's got that big old M on his head.
In theory, it'll be good, but I hear you. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. There are little bits and pieces of it. Now, what is like the worst thing they could do? Right? Bringing him back in Dragon Ball Daima, obviously, that would be stupid. But what else?
I think being like, he was never dead. Yamoshi lived next to, trained with Master Roshi. Like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Like, doing something like that where he was like, he's just next door. It's Yamoshi. Yeah. That'd be dumb.
Yeah. So you're saying, yeah. I mean, obviously, even if he was alive, it wouldn't make any sense for him to be on Earth. But you're saying, like, it would still be dumb if he still existed in the universe, but wanted to keep, like, a low profile or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be dumb. Especially with a Goku being around, like, he's not going to be interested in other Super Saiyan other than him. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Or, I guess. I'm trying to think of a stupid conflict that might arise too if he came back that would just be boring storytelling. But usually that type of conflict is their enemies at first and then they're best friends. But as we said, he's like already a part of it.
I think what would be cool is making him like, again, like not even having to do anything with like the, you know, magic or anything, but just have him be like, all right, Saiyans are no good. I'm just going to eliminate them all. Like but then that also doesn't make sense. It's like, why was he alive and just let them do whatever they want for a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, what could happen is somebody could resurrect him somehow and they could have him under their control completely too. It's kind of separate from like the Babidi thing. Babidi would be doing it with some magic, but what if somebody used the Dragon Balls to bring him back? Because I don't know about you, but I feel like in Dragon Ball lately, people get their hands on the Dragon Balls pretty easily. Like whether it's Frieza, whether it's Bulma wishing to be, it's Frieza. Frieza wanted to wish to be 5 centimeters taller or something stupid. Uh-huh. That's crazy. But you know, if they can do it, the Frieza Scouts, and then there's also Dragon Balls on other planets as well too. So they could figure that out.
You know what I would think would be really dope? If they did, like, if they had like a season of them fighting some type of villain, right? And that story is like really interesting. But there's a side story of some like, you know, Frieza or, you know, some other villain they've fought in the past looking for the Dragon Balls. Like each episode, you see like 5 minutes of them like searching for a Dragon Ball and finding it. So again, it helps out the problem where it's like, yo, they find the Dragon Balls way too easy these days, right?
They do.
So it's like him struggling or him or they her do. Struggling to find the Dragon Balls. And then when they find it, then they wish for Yamoshi at that point. And then the next season is them dealing with Yamoshi.
Talk me through this. What's your ideal scenario? Is your ideal scenario he gets his own arc, or he's a supporting character in a future arc, or he gets a movie based on him? What is like best case scenario for you?
My best case scenario is they do a movie about Yamoshi's backstory, right? Yeah. And they show how like in the readings they said he's right, the righteous Super Saiyan or righteous Saiyan, right? They show how he was a good guy and everything like that. And then at the end of the movie, they show a clip of some villain looking for the Dragon Balls and resurrecting him. And then when he's resurrected, he's not the good guy, he's the bad guy because they, you know, whatever, they somehow like mess with his brain or whatever, and now he like just wants to kill. He's like the Saiyan hunter or something, you know. That's my ideal. That's my ideal Yamoshi bringing him back. Like show him in a good guy, and then in the season show him as, you know, being controlled as a bad guy, just wanting to kill all Saiyans, right?
Now I like an idea of a movie a lot, to be honest. But my problem is with Super, sometimes they do the movie and then they retell that movie in the series. And then you have people like you specifically who's just like, what the hell? Like I've already watched this. And
it took me so long to like whale my brain to be like, John, just watch this season.
Like, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if that's the case, like I would just prefer them to skip it and just make an arc out of it and just make it a future arc. But I would still really like a movie at the same time. So I don't know. I'm a little torn on it. And as far as him coming back, I think fighting Yamoshi would be, I just don't know how they could make it in a compelling enough storyline. The Majin Babidi stuff would be very cool. But I think ultimately he's going to have to come back in some form or manner, whether they communicate through his spirit or whether they go back and visit him to help defeat a future bad. I think that's probably like the most likely scenario that the Yamoshi is going to go. And that's fine. Any Yamoshi I get, I'll take, to be honest with you. It'd be really cool. I would love Yamoshi.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think that's the way to get out of that simple storyline allegations. Bring back Yamoshi.
Storyline allegations. I love that.
Or no, the simple storyline allegations.
There you go. The simple
storyline allegations. How to get out of that. They bring back Yamoshi, which is like, his backstory is like more interesting than most anime I've heard.
Yeah, it's amazing. They got to pull a Naruto. They got to whip out the old cutscenes and show what happened, how he grew up, why he's this way. I think the more Dragon Ball does that, the more I don't think it's going to increase its popularity much, but it's going to get less flack because there are people still these days that are like, oh, you're one of your favorites is Dragon Ball. They're like the elitist anime heads who just like super judge you. But I'm like, I stand on business, bro. I'm like, yo, Super is fire. And you're not going to tell me otherwise. I can still enjoy stuff like Attack on Titan, but also enjoy Super. But you're right. Simple storyline allegations are there. Sean, if Yamoshi was watching us on YouTube right now and he wasn't subscribed, what would you say to him?
I'd be like, yo, Yamosh, what's good?
Yeah.
I need you to subscribe, yo. And then Yamoshi would be like, what is this human talking to me like? An idiot.
Can I ask why you code switch while talking to a Saiyan? Do you think like they'll accept you more?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's like a defense mechanism.
We've reached that point in the episode, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening on the audio, make sure you're subscribed. If you're enjoying this on YouTube and you're this deep into the video, might as well throw it a like down there. Subscribe to us for future episodes. If you have any content suggestions, throw those in the comments as well too. We are on Discord. If you want to come yap with us, give us your theories, or like I said, post it down below. And we've got a Patreon if you want some extra episodes. With that being said, Sean, Captain Code Switcher, any parting words you want to leave with the tapeworms?
Yo, Yamosh, what's good, yo?
I can't.
Yo, I heard you're the legendary Super Saiyan, dog.
Good night.